الحديث الثاني عن عمر رضي الله عنه أيضا قال: بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم، اطلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب، شديد سواد الشعر، لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد، حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال: يا محمد، أخبرني عن الإسلام. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله، وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. قال: صدقت. فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه. قال: فأخبرني عن الإيمان. قال: أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر، وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. قال: صدقت. قال: فأخبرني عن الإحسان. قال: أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. قال: فأخبرني عن الساعة. قال: ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل؟ قال: فأخبرني عن أماراتها. قال: أن تلد الأمة ربتها، وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاع الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان. ثم انطلق فلبثت مليا. ثم قال: يا عمر، أتدري من السائل؟ قلت: الله ورسوله أعلم. قال: فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. رواه مسلم.
Hadith 2, also on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, who said: while we were one day sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there appeared before us a man dressed in extremely white clothes and with very black hair. No traces of journeying were visible on him, and none of us knew him. He sat down close by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rested his knees against his, put his palms on his thighs and said, O Muhammad, inform me about Islam. Said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam is that you should testify that there is no deity save Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger, that you should perform salat, pay the zakat, fast during Ramadan, and go on Hajj to the Kaaba at Makkah, if you can find a way to it or find the means for making the journey to it. Said he, you have spoken truly. We were astonished at his thus questioning him and telling that he was right. But he went on to say, inform me about Iman. He, the Messenger of Allah, answered, it is that you believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and in the last day and in predestination, both in its good and in its evil. He said, you have spoken truly. Then the man said, inform me about Ihsan. He, the Messenger of Allah, answered, it is that you should serve Allah as though you could see Him, for though you cannot see Him yet, He sees you. He said, inform me about the hour. He, the Messenger of Allah, said, about that the one question knows no more than the questioner. So he said, well, inform me about the signs thereof. Said he, they are that the slave girl will give birth to her mistress, that you will see the barefooted ones, the naked, destitute, the herdsmen of the sheep, competing with each other in raising lofty buildings. Thereupon the man went off. I waited a while, and then he, the Messenger of Allah, said, O Umar, do you know who that was? I replied, Allah and His Messenger know better. He said, that was Jibrail. He came to teach you your religion. Muslim relates this.